So in conclusion, specialist nurses are the only healthcare professional both in the symptomatic and the screening setting to have prolonged contact with the woman or man throughout the whole disease. We provide psychological assessment and support and have that longitudinal relationship, and more likely than our medical colleagues to offer psychosocial support. More skilled in assessment and ongoing information needs. Hopefully we speak the patient's language. And just going back to the issue on patient choice earlier, just as an example, we recently did some focus groups for a trust in London, who shall remain nameless, on evaluating their day surgery for mastectomy patients. And we were told by the two surgeons very clearly that all patients had been given a choice between day surgery or inpatient. And in fact, when we did four focus groups with 35 patients, all of them reported they'd been given no choice about the type of surgery. So either it wasn't being given or it wasn't being understood, but somewhere that communication had broken down. Obviously, we provide a truly therapeutic relationship, enable decision-making, and in fact, studies have shown that patients are more likely to have freedom of decision-making about breast conservation versus mastectomy and reconstruction versus not, if that decision-making process takes place with a specialist nurse versus a surgeon. Hopefully, a pivotal role in the MDT and understanding the broader context of care. And I know it's not the most rigorous evidence, but perhaps on one level, at least the best evidence of all comes from patients.